I'm here talking with State Representative Avery Born. And I guess just first we'll talk about political things.
Okay.
So tell me about what you've been up to in the last month.
The last month has been a lot of petition gathering. So I've been walking a lot of doors to say hi to folks, get to know them, see if they have concerns or suggestions. And then it takes a lot of signatures to get on the ballot. So we're aiming for 500 is the minimum, but we're aiming for over that. So along with that, getting settled in Raymond and really enjoying it, and hopefully getting to the bottom of this mess in Springfield.
Yeah. So what is the petition for?
So in order to get on the ballot in next November's election or in the primary this March, you have to have, as a candidate, you have to have 500 nominating signatures for a state representative seat. Other seats have other numbers. So it's just a group of voters saying that they approve of you being on the ballot.
Okay. All right. So you met October 20th in
we
session,
did.
Right? How'd
we
that go?
We were in session on October 20th in Springfield. It was more of what's been happening the entire summer and then until now. I think, though, it's really clear that the pressure is heightened. And there was maybe more discussion on why are we doing this? We need to get something done. And so hopefully it's reaching a point where there will be some action, but we didn't see any on the 20th, unfortunately.
So then over the weekend, I heard about some government groups setting up a meeting with both sides in November. What do you know about that? What's the background on that?
Yes, this whole summer we've been calling on the legislative leaders to meet, and especially Representative Chad Hayes, a colleague of mine who stood up on the floor multiple times and said, lock the leaders in a room, get it figured out. And I've heard so many people echo his sentiments, and I wholeheartedly agree. However, there were other groups who also thought this was a good idea, except they want to make the meeting public. So far from what we're hearing, the leaders are agreeing to this on November 18th to get together, meet in a public way, and discuss the budget. So this is entirely unprecedented, but so is our situation. So hopefully it's fruitful.
So how or will you be involved with that at all?
Well, if it's public, I'm hoping that everybody gets involved and watches and really figures out what's going on. And I think the more pressure there is, the more might get done. We're back in on November 10th. And so maybe there will be more details then, too, of how other legislators besides the leaders will be involved and how the public can really voice their opinions, too.
Okay. So I've heard Governor Rauner has had some kind of stipulations like, okay, I'll do this if... what are some of those, do you know?
From what I'm seeing, there's some discussion about who's going to set the agenda and how the meeting is going to proceed, who's leading the meeting. And so I know that the advocacy groups offered to organize everything and set the agenda. And I think that between the speaker and the governor, which is not surprising, there's a disagreement about how the meeting will proceed.
So who are some of the groups behind this that set this up?
I think they're advocacy groups from across the board, but mainly they're good government groups. So they're bipartisan or nonpartisan groups who are saying this is how government should function. So it's not advocacy groups like one particular issue, just groups who want good government function.
Yeah. I was talking to someone from the CFS group, and it's been rough doing interviews like that, because she basically ended it with, I don't know what we're going to do. They've already been feeling stuff since March, because that was kind of when their end of the year was. But so I just told her, I was like, well, keep hope. Something's got to happen.
It's so upsetting to go to all of these groups. I've been going to village board meetings who are still waiting on motor fuel tax money. I meet with groups on a weekly and mostly daily basis. I'll have meetings or calls with people who are talking about how this budget impasse is influencing them in a negative way. Everything from schools to higher education to water conservation districts, they're all worried and all impacted by this. And so no one is winning in this situation until we get a budget.
So you said this November 18th meeting will be public. So will it be streaming online, or how will that work?
I'm guessing it will have to be streaming online, or available somehow if it's truly public. I can't imagine they'll have it in an arena where anyone can come on in, although that would be fairly interesting. I'm hopeful that it happens. I know that they've tentatively agreed, so I'm sure the logistics are the issue right now.
Hopefully they realize they should definitely make it happen.
Yes.
So what is coming up next? You said you meet in regular session the 10th. I guess what else is, what will be coming up for you next month?
In the next month, we're having more office hours, I'm sure, and we can get you those details as those happen in Montgomery County. And also meeting with our policy groups that we've put together, our advisory boards, to talk about how this state impasse is affecting them. Meeting with groups continually. And then going on tours has been one of the highlights of, they're kind of like field trips we get to take. I got to tour GSI last week and see their operation there in Assumption, which is really impressive. Talk to some of the employees about their business and what they do worldwide, which is really impressive. And so going on tours like that is always a highlight, to get to see our local businesses and talk to them about how state government impacts them as well.
All right. And if people have questions or want to talk to you?
Absolutely. They can visit our new office at 301 North Monroe in Litchfield, or phone number and email are the same. So it's still 324-5200, or email at born@ilhousegop.org.
All right. And anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here.